Wrong address following a break-in where nothing was taken. Mingus flipped the kitchen switch, flooding the room with light just as, seeking purchase in the slippery sink, I tumbled through the unlocked window. He was after beer, I was after electronics mostly, firearms, jewelry, cash. I thought the house was empty, they'd been so quiet. Handing me a bud, he led me down the darkened corridor into a smoky, murmuring, mood-lit parlor and, proffering a well-stocked humidor, introduced me to the room. No one really heard his courtesies at all over the Ellington, the Dolphy, and the Palestrina. But there, I'd swear, stood Henry Miller, hunkered deep in Hot Exchange and Fratrazie, with Roscoe Mitchell, V.S. Naipaul, and, as I recall, some ancient anorexic ballerina, while Malcolm Lowry, peering in at them, lingered out behind the jalousie. I can't remember every one of them, those figures huddled close in little groups, yet I'd wager Messiaen was one, whistling wood notes to a rapt Agrippa, with Tu Fu looking on as Arthur Rimbaud traded Yiddish lullabies with Francis Picabiat, and was it François Villon? And in the shadows, in a brass-buttoned blazer, old Bill Ockham stood, alongside Mom and Sweeney Todd, and grimly thumbed his razor. I chugged my brew in haste, and made a quiet exit past the countless rows of Anasazi vessels, Inuit soapstone, Inuit serpentine, and tumbling headlong, long down an endless stair, no stereo in sight, no Tiffany or Fabergé, no sign of car keys anywhere. I made my way across an endless sea of Central Asian weavings and at long last issued, panicked, into the soft, gigantic night, disgorged into its consoling, liberating air. I'll need to reflect now how I ever wound up in that improvident place, devoid of value to those of my profession, and take good care my next time out to pre-select a household somewhat comprehensible, some cozy little sanctum of amply stocked domestic bliss, chock full of articles, at least prehensible, replete with furnishings more readily fencible.